Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lee Branham is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Lee is the author of Keeping the People You Keep. Keeping the People Who Help You. Let me start over again, folks. Keeping the People Who Help You. Let me redo it again. Lee, I'm sorry, I'm butchering this. Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business. That's the title. He's also the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. I got that one right, Lee. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Lee.
Okay. These long titles get me in trouble sometimes.
Sorry about that. Keeping the People Who Keep You in Business. That's the name, folks. I got it right that time. He's also the founder of the consulting firm Keeping the People Incorporated. And I guess, Lee, we better talk about people after all that, hadn't we?
Let's do.
Lee, one of the things that I was reminding the audience about in the first segment is that over the last several months, we've come across and have covered a number of studies about engagement. And it seems that maybe the very first one, and I don't remember who was the first one. I know we've covered one from the Gallup folks.
Yes.
We covered one last week with our good friend Jim Serbascu over at Profiles International.
Uh-huh.
His research was not quite as frightening as the Gallup research was, but it's all very startling when we started finding out that, you know, here we were thinking that our people, because they showed up every day, they were just as engaged as we are. But the truth is, not only are they not engaged, but some of them are maybe extremely disengaged, meaning they're actually doing us harm and themselves harm.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are three categories of employees, according to most of the research that you see. You have those that are going in forward gear, who are your engaged people. If you think of it as gear shifts on an automobile, that's an easy way to think of it. But, you know, the fully engaged people who are in forward gear are the people that are feeling so attached to the organization and so attached to the work and the sense of mission about the work. And in other words, they're not just doing tasks. The tasks have meaning for them,
mm-hmm.
and they're not waiting for somebody to tell them what the next task is.
And if they see something that's not working, they take initiative and try to fix it,
exactly.
Or they bring you solutions. If you've got employees working for you, and they're not offering you suggestions or bringing you challenges or anything like that, if they're just sort of flying below the radar, they're probably not engaged.
Well, that's right, and I think there's a certain level of tolerance for disengaged workers that is a bit of a problem. There are also a lot of disengaged managers, which is an even worse problem, trying to manage disengaged employees. So these are all, they're layers of complexity on this problem.
Right. Lee, let's stick in some numbers here. Folks, the Gallup research, if I'm not mistaken, Lee, showed that more than 60% of employees are not engaged. Now, I don't know if they're what percentage of those people are disengaged. There's a difference between not being engaged and being disengaged. Now, the Profiles International study showed around 50% were disengaged, and I think that either one of those is within the margin of error, probably. So.
Yeah.
So,
either one of them should be disturbing to us.
That's exactly right. I wanted to point out those kinds of numbers to let people know that we're not just talking about 8 or 10% that are disengaged. We're talking about the majority of the people who work for you are not only engaged, they're disengaged, and maybe terribly so.
Well, That's right. And let's face it, some of us are not all that engaged on any given particular day. You know, we can engage and disengage during the course of a typical workday.
Well, you know? when you're a small business owner, you know, you might not want to be engaged, but you're going to have to, you know, we don't nod off in the middle of the day too much there, Lee.
Well, it's healthy to disengage and take a break every now and then.
Yeah.
But then, you know, so that you can come back and stay engaged. But the statistics are disturbing because, you have to take into account who's being surveyed. Gallup surveys everybody in the workforce, which means the people working, you know, in frontline fast food jobs and all kinds of lower-level jobs where a lot of people are just there because it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not particularly inspired or enthusiastic to serve the customer. But, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road is customer interactions. And two-thirds of all lost business comes from a customer dealing with an indifferent employee.
You know, this is one of the big frightening moments for a business owner when they start growing, when the business starts growing, they start hiring people. One of the most frightening, it's tantamount to when you give your 16-year-old a set of keys in the car. And you send them out for their first trip all by themselves in the car. When you know you're frightened to death. When you turn a customer that you've had all these years, when you turn a customer over to a salesperson,
yeah,
or to someone else, and now that customer is now in the hands of somebody besides you. That's a frightening moment.
That's right. And you put your finger right on the issue that causes employees to be engaged and causes us to want to engage them, and that is the issue of trust. In order for us to trust an employee, we have to train the employee, and we have to hire the right employee. So it goes back to, are we putting enough time and energy into how we hire people so that we can then trust them, so that because they will feel that trust coming from us, they will feel entrusted and therefore want to give back. You know, it's this give-get dynamic that creates engagement. You have to give as a boss to your people for them to want to give back. So the question is, what are you willing to give? And it doesn't always have to be money, but it sure needs to be time and attention.
Well, that's a very important point because a lot of times as business owners, we think, okay, we pay you money, and therefore you're supposed to be beholden to us and do everything that we say and be motivated and love what you do and be, you know, be highly engaged because we give you money. And that's not the way human beings work, is it?
It's part of it, but I'm going to
let you respond to that, Lee. When we come back after these messages,
sure.
It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lee Branham is our guest. He's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. I got that one right the second time. Back is 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find our show and the archives and the articles and the blog and lots of stuff there. Thousands and thousands of resources that will help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And then our newer website, which is our knowledge base, askjim.biz, is where you can go to get small business answers right now. So I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Both of our sites are free thanks to our corporate partners. We hope you will appreciate them for that. And if you come on in, if you can get to our sites, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use them to your advantage. Lee Branham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lee is the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, give us your website and tell us where your books are available, please.
Thank you. My website is www.keepingthepeople.com, and my books can be purchased on the website. And they can also be purchased through Amazon or through Barnes & Noble or Borders or any of the local retail bookstores.
Branham, Branham is how you spell his name, and I'm assuming I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Lee.
Yes, you are.
The And Lee's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. Lee, let's talk about this engagement thing. Is it important to differentiate between being engaged and being disengaged and being, you know, in the different levels of engagement or disengagement, I should say? And does sometimes when we think our employees are satisfied, does that mask disengagement? Are we fooling ourselves?
Yes, it can. There's a book called Emotions Revealed, and it shows a picture of a person smiling, but there's no twinkle in the eye. It's not enough just to have a smile. There needs to be a twinkle in the eye, too, for a person to be really enthusiastic and happy at work. So managers need to be alert for the nonverbal behavior, and if they start seeing a shift from eye contact to lack of eye contact, and the twinkle in the eye goes away, and they don't participate in meetings as much as they used to, or just carry themselves as they walk down the hall a little differently. You know, if you're paying attention as a manager, you'll notice these things, or they're absent more often.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell if they dress up in a nice suit over the lunch hour. Maybe they're going out for a job interview. You know.
If they've got an assignment that is, you know, that is very, you know, it's critical, it's a visible type of the work that they do is fairly visible and involved, and even though they seem to be busy, they never come to you and say, "Hey boss, you know, what about this? What would you think about making this change I think we can do better than this." If you aren't hearing those kinds of things, they've gone from being engaged to maybe satisfied and on their way to being disengaged, aren't they?
Right. Now, satisfaction does not mean engagement. You know, a satisfied employee is somebody who's pretty happy with their benefits, their pay's okay maybe, and they just sort of settled into a routine, you know, and we accept that as managers. You know, it's like we go through our typical day and we just sort of get a level.
Well, we like that because we're doing something right. If we're paying them well, if we're giving them good benefits, if it's a good working environment, that's kind of a pat on our back, isn't it?
Well, that's right, but it's average, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of average.
Yeah. It's not seeking excellence, is it?
Yeah, it's not delighting your customers, you know.
Yeah.
So, then you say, well, what do we need to do to get them to be more engaged? And that's my challenge. When I speak to groups of business people, I talk about let's get 10% of those people who are in the not engaged category and move them into the engaged category. So let's say you got 40% of your people who are engaged. If you can get them up to 50, that's going to have an impact to the bottom line. And all the research has proven that. And companies are actually starting to track their engagement scores because they're doing engagement survey work. They survey the employees to actually see what percentage of their employees are engaged versus disengaged. And then they're increasing those percentages in a very deliberate way by changing the way they manage those people.
You know, Lee, the survey that the study, the extensive study that Profiles did, I don't remember the exact breakdown, but it was something like, I'm going to say 10% were highly engaged, 40% were somewhat engaged, 40% were not engaged, and 10% were highly disengaged.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're a big company, if you're GM or Motorola or somebody like that, those actually are numbers you can probably be successful with. But if you're a small business owner and you got 8 or 10 employees and you got those kinds of numbers, you can't seek excellence like that, can you?
No, you can't accept that. I mean, the idea is to continually try and use it as a challenge in your own leadership to raise those scores. And there are companies that actually put up a scoreboard on the wall in their office showing here's our level of engagement, here's where we want it to be.
How do we do? Can we actually, as small business owners, can we measure that and find out where we are and actually have open steps and progress that we make and measure and post?
Sure, I have a 27 question engagement survey, and I have several clients who are using it right now. And I had one client last year who had a lower score, and by deliberately seeing and looking at the feedback in the comments they were getting from the survey, they implemented certain things, and the score went raised 20 points.
Can they find that on your website?
they can find that information about it, and they can email me directly if they'd like.
All right, at keepingthepeople.com, right?
That's right.
Lee, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. The Small Business Advocate is 29 after the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.